Zakta Mishnah Vayter Masechta Sukkah Perik Beis Mishnah Hey. Although in the previous Mishnah we learned that a person can eat an achilas ari outside of the sukkah, but as we mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah, if a person wants to be machmer on himself, and he says, I don't want to eat anything outside of the sukkah, he's permitted to do so. Let's see our Mishnah. Maisa, there was a story, and they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, litim as a tavshil, some cooked food to taste. Now actually, the Gemara says that there are some missing words over here. The Mishnah should read, as we explained, v'imbola hachmer al atzma, if somebody wants to be machmer on himself, shaloi lachol achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, machmir, he can go ahead and be strict with himself. He's permitted to do so, and it's not considered being like a big shot or being conceited. According to some girsas, the Gemara says, Beferish, v'lespa mishum yehoira, he's not considered trying to say, oh, I'm better than someone else, I don't eat anything outside of the sukkah. No, you're allowed to do so. The Rambam says, not only are you allowed to, and that's also the lashon of the Mechaber, as we quoted at the end of the previous Mishnah in Siman Tafresh Lamites, but he's even praised for doing so. Hareza Meshubach. In any event, having said this, so the Mishnah continues that Maisa was taka a story of Avila Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litim es hatashel. And they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste something that was cooked. And not only by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Ule Rabban Gamliel, they brought to Rabban Gamliel shtei chesavais, two dates, udli shel mayim, and a pail of water. V'yomru, and they said, both Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabban Gamliel said, halam l'sukkah, bring it up to the sukkah. Now we said before, eating peiros and drinking water is considered arai, it's considered casual, temporary. V'emes, it doesn't require a sukkah, but despite that, they were machmer. By the way, what do we mean, bring it up to the sukkah? I mean, aren't sukkahs outside, in the backyard, in the front yard? Well, Rashi explains, al pi roiv, most of their sukkahs were on their roofs. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, ukishenasnu lele Reb Tzadik, oichel pachas mekabeya, when they gave Reb Tzadik bread that was less than a kabeya, less than an egg, he did not ask that they should bring it up to the sukkah. As a matter of fact, there were actually three halachas over here, all the kula, three leniencies that he applied to this case, which the Mishnah is going to tell us about. We're going to see that in this case, he didn't wash. He didn't wash until Sidayim before the Suda, because he held you didn't have to. He ate it outside of the sukkah, and he also did not bench, because he held in this case you don't have to. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Let's see what Reb Tzadik did with this Eichel Pachas Mekabeya. Nitoloi b'mapa, he took it with a cloth. In other words, he didn't wash until Sidayim. He held it less than a Kabeya does not require until Sidayim. Still, he wrapped his hands in the cloth so that his hand should not touch the bread. And furthermore, the second kula was, v'yachal lechutz l'sukkah. He ate this outside of the sukkah. Furthermore, a third kula was, v'loy beirach achra. Being that he ate less than a kabeya, he didn't make birchas hamazon. Tzadik holds that the shear of pas to make birchas hamazon is a kabeya. You may remember from Masechtas Brachos, there's a machloikis about this. Rav Meir holds the shear is a kazayas. If you eat a kazayas, you chayav in birchas hamazon. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a kabeya. Apparently, Reb Tzadik holds like Reb Yehuda. Now, it's dafka birchas hamazon afterwards that he didn't recite, but the bracha beforehand he did, because over here everyone agrees. Even a tiny amount, if you have hana, you have to make a bracha. It's aser to have hana from this world without a bracha. The Ran explains that this part of the Mishnah is teaching us, although many of the Tanoim were machmer on themselves, there's no obligation for a Talmud Chacham to be machmer on himself. Under the circumstances, felt that he couldn't at that point, or it wasn't necessary, we accept that as well. Okay, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste a cooked piece of food, and they brought Rabbi Gamliel, two kesavos and a jug of water. And although, according to what we learned in the previous Mishnah, you can eat this outside of the sukkah, despite that they said bring it up to the sukkah. However, when they brought Reb Tzadik, Eichel Pachas Mekabeya, he applied three leniencies. He did not wash on the Tilas Yadayim because he held you have to have a Kabeya for a Chiv of the Tilas Yadayim. Although he did wrap his hands in a cloth not to touch the bread, he ate it outside of the sukkah, and he also did not make Birchas HaMazon because he held Birchas HaMazon is only with the Kabeya. By the way, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, a Rechayim, Saif Simen Kuf Pei Dalid, that you have to make Birchas HaMazon even if you only ate Kazayis.